How does this deal look to you, Art?
I think it's a pretty fair one. I think the risk to the taxpayers is minimal. And I think most importantly for me, it gets government out of the building and operating of sports arenas. We've seen in Seattle the Kingdome fail after 24 years. We've seen the Key Arena be inadequate to maintain the Sonics. And we've seen relative successes with Safeco Field and CenturyLink Field because those buildings were built and operated by the private entities that run it, and the city and the county stepped away and let the private capital take care of it. And that's the important thing about this deal, that it's a $490 million arena project, of which Chris Hansen and his fellow investors are going to contribute $290 million. The $200 million public contribution is basically a loan. The payback is going to be out of revenues that the building generates, meaning that there will be no new taxes to fund this, nor will there be a diversion of taxes from some other source to pay for this. So I don't want to call it self-funding yet, simply because there's a lot of other issues, such as the site and the traffic problems that have to be mitigated. But from the standpoint of the building itself and its operations, as far as I can tell, it's a pretty safe deal.
You know, a lot of people have portrayed Chris Hansen, the lead investor and man behind this project, as this white knight coming in to bring men's professional basketball back to Seattle. You spent a lot of time with him talking one-on-one. What is your sense of him?
I have detected no hidden agenda here, because he could be spending his time doing lots of other things, making lots of more money, but he genuinely has a passion for sports, basketball in particular. Was really offended when the Sonics left for Oklahoma City, and he has the wherewithal to do this. Some people would say, well, why doesn't he spend it on education or some other, you know, more socially redeeming aspect? Well, think of it this way. If he takes the entertainment issue off the city's hands, the city never has to worry about that again. They will be dedicated to paying police and fire and filling potholes and doing what cities do best. They won't be in the entertainment business. They're going to loan some money. It's only 3% of the county's budget and I think 5% of the city's bonding capacity. So it's not overwhelming to either municipality, but it does take maintenance and operations out of what the city does not do best. And I think Hansen is genuine in his desire to do it and to not rip off the city.
Well, the city and county councils must approve this deal. And as you said, there are some other issues to be worked out. So let's say all those things line up. We could either have a short wait or a long wait on our hands before we might get an NBA team back to Seattle.
Well, the memorandum of understanding that it was the document that was signed this week is a 5-year deal. So that's a pretty long stretch, and it needs to be there because there are so many variables in reacquiring a team for this area. And certainly the Kings situation in Sacramento bears watching because they are vulnerable.
With an arena deal that fell through.
Right, and it could happen. I'm saying it's a 10% chance that the Kings might be available this summer. So the urgency is upon the councils, city and county, and Hansen to try to get something done as quickly as possible. But the downside is it may take them 5 years to get a team here. So no money will be spent until a team gets here, which is another safeguard and another smart thing.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.